Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Well, welcome to the Red Men TV. It is daily news time once again. It's Tuesday and we're back with a few stories. We're going to be talking Naby Keita, we're going to be talking Danny Ings, we're going to be talking Alejandro Rodriguez, and a few other little bits and pieces, including Dembele, because I find this one hilarious.
Good one, yeah.
It's a belter, mate. Yeah. Absolutely belter. So, I'm joined by Tom Dutton today. Of course, Ross is behind the camera, so if anything goes wrong, it's completely his fault.
And you'll see me darting off screen.
Yeah, and it'll be fine. It'll be old school, one man show. So we'll start off with Naby Keita, who is in a race to be fit for the start of the Premier League season. It's not looking good for Naby Keita. Dave Maddock is reporting this in the Mirror. We know Naby Keita is now back in Liverpool, Tom. He's going to be looked at by the doctors today, they reckon. What they're saying is that the early prognosis, Tom, is that he's not going to be fit to go back to the AFCON. And depending on the severity of the injury, it could be at the very earliest, the start of the Premier League season, at the very latest, potentially the end of August before Naby Keita gets into the first team.
This is infuriating, to be honest with you. I know you spoke a bit about it yesterday, but the fact that, look, he got injured first leg against Barcelona, he went off after 24 minutes. So that shows already that it's a serious thing. He has to come off during the game, you know what I mean? And then for Jurgen Klopp to say, no, he's not going to be ready until July. He's not going to be ready, and they've taken him over and set him up to train. And then this has happened. I know he got load lumps kicked out of him. I understand that. But you're bringing someone back early. And look, he is the best player for Guinea. Okay, I understand you want your best player playing in the AFCON. But surely you've got to respect the work that Liverpool have done with him. And the fact that Jurgen Klopp wants a full pre-season with these players. If he doesn't get that, what does that say for his development this season?
Well, we don't know, do we? That's the point, isn't it? I mean, Jurgen Klopp is ruthless in his beliefs that you need a full pre-season if you're going to get into the Premier League team. And, you know, he'll be training probably on his own. For a lad who's already had his injury problems and a loss of form at times last season, that's going to be very difficult for him. You know, he wants to feel part of this squad. He wants to feel, you know, like he can improve and kick on this season. Yeah. And he's already almost stalling before the season starts, and it's infuriating. So I'll read a little bit about it here. There were mixed messages from the Guinea camp yesterday when a spokesman initially suggested the problem wasn't too serious, but then confirmed Keita had aggravated an abductor injury that kept him out of the Champions League final. He picked up the injury in the semi-finals. We spoke about that already. He's been training and playing, but was never at 100%. And we have to think about that after the Nations Cup, said the press officer for Guinea.
Now, it's madness, that.
It's crazy, this, isn't it? Listen, Put, the manager of Guinea, demanded the player be released and the Reds reluctantly agreed, but he wasn't fit to start his first country's game in Egypt. And since then, obviously, he's picked up another injury. It's absolutely infuriating, to be honest.
I'm waiting to see what our medical team make of it, because it might not be that serious and it might be fine and he'll come back fine. Regardless, he's not going back to AFCON. We're going to sell them. It's too serious for him to go back because we don't want him. We didn't want him to go in the first place. I think we'll just go, no, look, you can't take him again. I think that's going to damage relations in the future. Honestly, if Jurgen Klopp
with
goes...
With who? With the player or with the country?
With the country. Not for Naby Keita. He wants to play for his country. But Jurgen Klopp might just be like, you didn't believe me the first time. You didn't even respect what we needed as a club. Why are we going to... It might just be one of them where we go, no, you're injured this time, Naby. You know what I mean? It's a friendly, you're injured. Yeah, Naby Keita is always going to want to play for his country. Fair play.
He is. And listen, I think that the right call for Liverpool in this position is we're the ones who pay his wages. We need him for the 9 months of the Premier League season. We want to win the Premier League this season. No way can Naby Keita go back to AFCON.
Yeah.
We'll move on to a player who has officially left Liverpool Football Club now, and you can see it, Danny Ings. It's Southampton signed Liverpool striker for 20 million. Now, I believe it's 80 million plus a potential 2 million in add-ons for Danny Ings. A guy who worked incredibly hard to get fit and get back into a Liverpool side, but ultimately had a few players ahead of him, Tom, who were just better than him.
Yeah, well, I mean, his last season he got one goal, didn't he? Not good enough for a Liverpool side. I really enjoyed his tenacity when he first came in, and he looked like he was going to be this really good player to fit Jurgen Klopp's style. And then he gets the injuries and all his progression just kind of just got stopped dead there. But he's moved to Southampton. I'd look at his stats in 25 games in all comps last season, 8 goals, 3 assists. Mm-hmm. So already he's making an impact. We knew how good of a player he was, but maybe, do you think he just didn't fit the style that we needed? Obviously, you see Bobby Firmino and the work that he does off the ball and the way that he can pass the ball. Maybe just Danny Ings just didn't fit that mould. It's sad, though.
I'll be honest, Tom. I just don't think he's good enough.
Fair
I think
enough.
The team's moved on. I think we've improved so much that Danny Ings, as good as a player he is, and you know, and 50 to 100 times the player that I could ever potentially be,
of course,
just wasn't good enough to get Liverpool to that next level. You know, we've seen with Mane, we've seen with Salah, we've seen with Bobby Firmino what you need to be. You need to be world-class to play for this Liverpool side and to play up top for this Liverpool side. And unfortunately, I just don't think Danny Ings ever is going to get there. You know, and that's not to say that he won't have a good Premier League career. I wish him all the best, I really do. But I just don't feel for where we've moved so fast from 4 years ago to where we are now, champions of Europe, that Danny Ings is ever going to be a first-team striker for us.
No, I mean, there was
and that's
one,
a good thing as well, by the way.
Yeah.
That means we've improved.
Yeah, definitely. It was one of them. He was massive in the dressing room. I think that, like, we all wanted him to move on and get this game time and become this player that we knew he could be, you know what I mean? And I think obviously going to Southampton, and it's more about proving to himself. I think he's had 2 years on the sidelines when that was where his career was going to get launched. Mm. And now he can go there and start to rebuild. And I really believe he'll be one of them strikers you'll look back on and go, he's a top quality Premier League. Maybe not the top of the top, but you've got to be good to play in the Premier League. Absolutely. And to get 8 goals, 3 assists.
Yeah, from only 25 games as well. Yeah. Just one little bit of business before we wrap up on the Danny Ings story. Burnley will get 20% of the profit Liverpool made on the sale, meaning they are set to receive £2.3 million from it. So well done, Burnley, as well, I suppose, on that one. Ex-Liverpool manager Rafa Benitez has obviously left Newcastle last week. He is now happy to begin this new project with Dalian Yafang.
Oh, yeah.
I am going to go out on a limb here and say not many people predicted this one, Tom.
Really? This was...
It was third on my list of potential suitors.
Yeah. It's weird. I had to look at them. They're 10th in the league right now. I think they're halfway through the season. But they've got Yannick Carrasco and I can't remember the first name for Hamsik, but they've got Carrasco and Hamsik. I mean, maybe Hamsik was a thing where ex-Napoli stuff. Did he play under him?
Yeah, he will have played under him.
So then, I mean, it's weird. I didn't even. I was like, oh, with these? Oh, two players I've heard of.
Well, I don't think Rafa has thought this through completely, if I'm perfectly honest with you. Because he lives in the Wirral. And that's a hell of a commute, isn't it? You know what I mean? I mean, I'm not sure how he's doing that every day.
Maybe it's just Skype calls.
Skype calls.
And then they put a laptop on the side of the pitch and he's just up with a cup of tea.
A bit like Sheldon when he decided to just be a robot in the Big Bang Theory, if you ever watch that one.
It's weird though, because
how do you feel about it though, Tom? Because this is a guy who led us to Champions League and now he's managing in the China Super League.
And for me, that's where you go to hang up your boots. It's weird. That's where you go to get a load of money that there in the MLS. And that's not to look down on them, even though, I mean, it is. But it's just one of them where you're going there and, you know, what are you challenging for at the end of the day? And the 10th. What's he challenging for?
Listen,
he's gone to Newcastle, but in China.
If it was Jose Mourinho, and if it was somebody that I didn't like and I didn't understand a little bit more of their psyche, I would say that, that you're exactly right. But this is Rafa Benitez we're talking about. If Rafa Benitez is going to do something, he's going to do something. He genuinely believes, I think, that it's a project that he can go and turn around and potentially win a league title with or something like that. Now, obviously, the money and the remuneration has got to be good for him to go and do that. But he's not the type of manager that will go there to just sort of go slowly into the night or whatever. This is a guy who'll want to win. Seriously, and I believe if he's gone there, that's what he wants to do. And
it'll
you know,
be interesting
all the credit
to
in
see what the owners are like. If he gets
they'll be
another...
shit because it's Rafa Benitez, that's and that's what he does. He basically just goes and finds shit owners.
Do you reckon they're the best owners he could ever find? So he's just gone, I've just got to pick a team with
maybe,
good owners.
Maybe. All right, so we'll move on then. Alan Rodriguez de Souza is set to stay with Fluminense on loan until the 31st of December. This is a lad I think we signed in 2015. He's had like six loan spells now.
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, Tom, isn't it? You know, a talented guy. I think we wanted him to go to Hertha Berlin a couple of years ago. I think he went there. We wanted him to get games. Time we wanted him to get that sort of work permit. He's never been able to get it. It seems like he's quite happy at Fluminense at the moment. Seems to enjoy the club, seems to enjoy the culture, the city, everything about it.
Ever going to play for
Liverpool?
Well, has it been too long? We're looking at players who have been playing in the Championship and going, is it time for them to move on with Harry Wilson? And I'm looking at Ryan Kent, people who we've seen a lot of. I haven't seen much of him because he's been all over the place in leagues that I don't watch. And it's man. Obviously, we rate him really highly. Obviously, we do. And whenever he comes back, he's best mates with Firmino and Coutinho when Coutinho was there. And he seemed to be a good part of that Brazilian like core in the team. But
for like a week a year.
That's what I mean.
Not there for long, is he? You
that's
know what I mean?
It is.
But he looks dead happy. We've seen photographs of him. There's probably one on this article of him in Melbourne. Look how happy the lad looks. He's like, I'm home.
Yeah,
finally.
Yeah.
And then he's literally on his way out the door as we send him somewhere else.
Well, he's back here. This is on July 2nd. So this is today, that picture.
2018.
Oh, that was a year ago today, that picture. Yeah, could
you gotta read the small print, mate. You gotta read the small print.
But, like, it is mad. I wish him
so happy to be there. A year ago today.
It's hard because how does he get that work permit? He needs to play international games, but he's not playing international games.
That's why it was Eintracht, not Hertha Berlin, where he wanted to go, and we'd hoped him playing in one of the top leagues in Europe would get him that. It didn't work out for him at Eintracht, unfortunately. He didn't get the games that he wanted, only a few appearances over the course of the year. I can't imagine that this 22-year-old will ever play for Liverpool football.
I hope he does.
But he may be one of those pub quiz questions in 15 years' time, Thomas.
Yeah.
What Liverpool player played for Liverpool for 15 years and never got a first team game?
And you'd have to say Alan de Souza, not Alan, and you'd get the question wrong.
Yes, and you'd spell it wrong and all kinds
exactly.
of stuff. So we'll move on then to a player who has apparently turned down the overtures of Liverpool Football Club, the champions of Europe. Thomas Wagner is reporting, he's an RTL journalist and has spoken to Turkish newspaper Aksam about Max Kruse choosing Fenerbahce over Liverpool.
Oh, yeah.
31-year-old fella. I could actually understand that Liverpool might want to go in for a more experienced centre-forward, maybe take, like, Daniel Sturridge's place in the squad and stuff like that. What I can't understand is anyone turning us down for Fenerbahce.
Yeah.
That's what I can't understand. So I'm calling it now, crock of shit.
Well, you're looking at even Ragnar Klavan, who just came to us. He knew he wasn't going to play that much football, but he was like, this is the best training facility I've ever been at. This is the most prestigious club I've ever been at. He just went for the experience.
And he was boss anyway.
Exactly. And so you'd think, oh, just come to Liverpool and experience it for a bit, get on the books. I mean, yeah, it's not true. It's an agent power play. He's gone, Liverpool are interested, Fenerbahce, pay more.
But it's the worst agent power play because he's done it after he's friggin' signed.
Yeah.
So he's not done anything else. He's not getting any more wages for his player. He's just gone, hey, did you know? Did you know, lad? Liverpool were interested. And just let's scroll down to the bottom of the article. Some others in the German media have suggested Liverpool claims have been overstated.
There you go. Maybe we should have just not even shown the top and just said it and then that.
Some others in the German media have suggested Liverpool claims have been overstated.
He's got a good little wage.
Could have led with that, mate, and it would save me reading it.
7.5 million in the next 3 years in Turkey. Fair enough to that guy.
Ah, yeah, but it's Turkey and their economy's worse than ours. So we'll move on then, allegedly. I don't know if I'd have to say that, but we'll do it anyway.
Yeah.
Barcelona put Dembele on the market in Germany. Oh, please, this is a translated website, so you just have to bear with me in this. In Germany, they speculate with the need to sell Barca.
If it closes
the signings of Griezmann and Neymar, the transfer would not fall. In any case, of the 100 million.
That makes no sense.
I love
this.
These are my favourite parts of the transfer window. I love this as well. The news about the interest of buying by Usama Dembele is causing a trail of speculation in the German press. Kicker, the most important sports magazine in Germany, allegedly, points out that FC Barcelona would have decided to put the French icon on the market to counteract the important investment that will involve the signing of Neymar and Griezmann. Let's go down a little bit better, a little bit further. Right. If the Barca ends the incorporations of Neymar and Griezmann, it will have to rebalance the balance. This is like a force in Star Wars, isn't it? You know what I mean?
Like,
rebalance the balance.
I really like the platitudes.
I get what they're trying to say. It's great. In this scenario, Dembele, in this scenario, is the balance rebalanced.
Okay.
Dembele is one of the most sought-after players on the FC Barca squad, at least among the players likely to leave.
Oh.
So he's not actually wanted, but of the players that are going to leave, he's the most wanted.
Well, not even going to, likely to.
Likely to. I love this. The PSG would not look kindly on its inclusion in an eventual Operation Neymar.
I like that.
Apart from the French champion, Liverpool has been postulated as a serious option.
So that's, that's a link.
We've clicked the link right for you. And this has gone back now to this article. Dembele is on the Liverpool agenda of Jurgen Klopp. And now they're saying that Team Talk said it. So I dug out the article that Team Talk wrote and they haven't basically cited anything. They've said, now intermediaries have told Liverpool that Dembele is available and they are one of his preferred destinations. So Team Talk blagged some shit. Then this other one cited the blag artist. And then this other article for the same newspaper cited themselves, citing Team Talk from a week ago.
Liverpool had not planned on a huge outlay this summer unless you won a Jurgen Klopp's top targets game to the Ragged. Who said that? Who knows that? Why do they know this? Have they got the? Is someone on Team Talk in the scouting department of Liverpool and they've gone, let's do
look
this.
At Jurgen's, you know what I mean?
It's literally someone's just gone, Liverpool have won the Champions League. Dembele is a player. Let's make some bollocks up, and then that's all what happened.
Anyway, listen, we'll have to get into the comments, which none of them have come around.
Can you refresh that?
We'll refresh that in a second. So we'll start with Ross, I suppose. It's probably the best place to start. Seems I'm miles away from getting the comments up.
Paul Young, first of all, not the singer. Do you think Naby Keita is coming? Another Alberto Aquilani, who's a good player, but constantly getting injured and never lived up to his potential.
I mean, it's too early to say that for me, massively too early. I think we know that he's got massive potential as well for me. We've seen him do it for RB Leipzig and we saw him do it towards the end of the season when he was playing that deeper role in the number eight. So Jordan Henderson was going up further forward. Naby Keita was picking the ball up, bit of space to get his head up and start picking up passes and charge at defences. I really love watching a player do that. It's really exciting for me. It's just a different option for our midfield. I mean, the injuries are a worry. I don't know your thoughts on this, Chris, but the injuries are a worry for me. But what's he meant to do? He's been told that he has to go there. What? Like, you're not fit to train, says Jurgen Klopp. Oh, but you're coming to play for us, not 100%, says his Guinea manager. What
there's
are you
not
meant
much
to do?
That he can do except turn up and, you know, limp. And it doesn't sound like he limped in training, to be honest. But, you know, he wasn't 100%. He probably wanted to tell his manager that he was... Footballers don't want to miss football. That's the ultimate thing as well. And he wants to help his country. And I kind of understand that. I do. But you've got to remember who's paying your bill as well. And listen, I might be wrong there. He might have turned around to the manager and said, I don't want to play this game. And the manager's gone, well, you're playing it. Yeah. If you ever want to represent your country again. I don't know if we'll ever know the full ins and outs of it. But if he plays for them again this summer, I'll be fuming.
Yeah, that's definitely
for sure. LFC 1892, so I've got a feeling that Naby's constantly going to get injured throughout his career. I had that same feeling around Steven Gerrard, you know, those 3 years when he used to get injured all the time. It doesn't always work out like that. It does, people can get better and better.
We had a comment from Pete, sorry, who suggested that maybe it's his first season on the Jurgen Klopp, he's trying to adapt to his intense training.
Could be something like that, yeah. You know, it might just take a little bit longer, mightn't it? Who knows? I mean, have we got any others there, mate?
Sorry, just a quick one. Doritos Luminati, actually, where you got your T-shirt from, Chris?
Really?
It's boss.
Threadsforreds.com. You can see there, it's all the years that we've won the Champions Leagues. It's all the cities that we've won them in. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And it's all the colours of the teams that we beat in those Champions League finals. It's absolute belter. Threadsforreds.com. Good friends of mine. That'll probably do us for today's Daily News. Do go over and check Red Men News. We want 10,000 subscribers. We're starting these news shows every single day on that channel from Monday the 8th of July. Go over there, check that channel out, subscribe now for your notifications, like the video, subscribe to the Red Men TV on YouTube. And Tom, have you told Ross how to turn the stream off?
I have done. I'm just waiting for him to look at me and say yes.
Okay, we're going to turn the stream off in 3, 2, 1. Ta-da.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.